"'I think his master does,' Conseil replied, "'and it's extremely possible that after crossing every sea on the globe, "'Captain Nemo will bid the three of us a fond farewell.' "'Bid us a fond farewell!' the Canadian exclaimed. "'You mean beat us to a fare-thee-well!' "'Let's not exaggerate, Mr. Land,' I went on. "'We have nothing to fear from the captain, but neither do I share Conseil's view. "'We're privy to the Nautilus's secrets, and I don't expect that its commander, just to set us free, "'will meekly stand by while we spread those secrets all over the world.' "'But in that case, what do you expect?' the Canadian asked. "'That we'll encounter advantageous conditions for escaping just as readily in 6 months as now?' "'Great Scott!' Ned Land put in. "'And where, if you please, will we be in 6 months, Mr. Naturalist?' "'Perhaps here, perhaps in China. You know how quickly the Nautilus moves. It crosses oceans like swallows cross the air, or express trains continents. It doesn't fear heavily traveled seas. Who can say it won't hug the coast of France, England, or America, where an escape attempt could be carried out just as effectively as here?' "'Professor Anorak,' the Canadian replied, "'your arguments are rotten to the core. You talk way off in the future. We'll be here, we'll be there. Me talking about right now. We are here, and we must take advantage of it.' I was hard-pressed by Ned Land's common sense, and I felt myself losing ground. I no longer knew what arguments to put forward on my behalf. "'Sir,' Ned went on, "'let's suppose that by some impossibility Captain Nemo offered your freedom to you this very day. Would you accept?' "'I don't know,' I replied. "'And suppose he adds that this offer he's making you today won't ever be repeated. Then would you accept?' I did not reply.